So as you know, bodhisattvas are called friends of the world. It's a very lovely title. And you think, I'm going to be a friend of the world. I'm going to regard everyone I meet or think about as an object of my concern, my consideration, my love and respect. In truth, all living beings are our mothers. So who do we trust? Do we trust our feelings? You know, our feelings make us think that person's a bit odd. I'll keep my distance. That person hurt my feelings. They're my enemy. These people I'm not sure about. They're strangers. Or are we going to think, I'm not following my ignorance anymore. I want to follow living Buddha's example. What did living Buddha do? Living Buddha did this. So we need to think, in truth, all living beings are our mothers. In truth. So this means following wisdom. So here's the proof. In our countless former lives, we took countless rebirths. And in each of these rebirths, we had a mother. So we have countless mothers. So we can't find a beginning to our mental continuum. Impossible. It's beginningless. So we know we've had countless rebirths. In every rebirth, we have a mother. So we have. It's not had, it's have. Geshe-la says, we have countless mothers. And here's the best question. I love this one. Where are all these mothers now? They're like, where are they? So their appearance as our mother has disappeared in the form that we recognize, but they're still our mothers appearing in different aspects. So a dog can be our mother. A man can be our mother. We can correctly recognize each and every living being as our mothers. So we need to learn to do this. Anyone we meet or think about, think mother. Think mother. I just don't recognize them. You know, in Joyful Path of Good Fortune, where Geshe-la explains this in the section on affectionate love, and he says, if someone with clairvoyance were to come up to you and introduce you, I think he says to a young boy, and says, this is your mother from your last life. And you would be so pleased to meet that little boy. And you'd think, wow. And feel an immediate connection, an immediate bond. So there is not one single living being who cannot be correctly identified as our mother. So let's do this. Let's just not say, I know this teaching. This is like the most dangerous thought. We don't know this teaching until we are recognizing each and every living being as our mother. Our entire life will change through this recognition. Everything will change because our heart changes for the better. We stop judging. We stop keeping our distance. We stop protecting ourselves from caring about others. And we realize love is the real protector. We open our heart, and we let everyone in. My kind mothers. Where are all these countless mothers now? They are all the living beings that are alive today. Amazing. So we need to have some special method that we see on the forehead of everyone we meet. Well, if they're a worm, I don't think they've got a forehead, or a fly, but we need to see mother, 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 mother. Everyone we think about, we strongly recognize my mother appearing in a different aspect. So we feel connected, we feel close, we feel we want to repay their kindness. So many amazing benefits come from this special recognition, in particular, the development of the Supreme Good Heart, Bodhicitta, our Buddhahood. Our Buddhahood comes through applying effort. We understand this teaching. We understand the logic. So what stops us? So you answer that question for yourself. What's stopping me? I've heard this teaching for years. I know this teaching. What's stopping me applying it? See what you come up with. Understanding and thinking this from our heart, we strongly recognize, so that's interesting, Geshe-la's saying, from our heart, we strongly recognize. So it's a recognition coming from our heart, not from our head. It's coming from our heart. We strongly recognize all living beings are our kind mothers, and we cherish them, believing they are more important than myself, who am only one person. This is just honesty. One person, 10 people, who's more important? One person, 20 people, one person, 40 people, one person, 100 people, one person, all living beings. Who's more important? Geshe-la says, just be honest. We're following honesty. And honestly, 10 people are more important than one. 40 people are more important than one. 100 people are more important than one. All living beings are more important than one. And we end up with this beautiful mind of cherishing love. So Geshe-la is teaching us here in this paragraph, affectionate love and cherishing love. It is this love that when we contemplate the suffering of others with love, finds their suffering unbearable. Like a mother with her dearest child. She would far rather suffer than have her child suffer. She would rather be sick than have her child sick. She'd rather die than have her child die. We need that mind towards each and every living being. So that Geshe-la says, with this cherishing love for all living beings, we engage in the 5 stages of contemplation that lead to bodhicitta.